At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
And welcome inside an all-new edition of Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland Roofing in the Riverland Roofing Studios, the house up top for Riverland Roofing. All your roofing needs, you want to text or call Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. You can visit them online, riverlandroofing.com. And the Ole Miss Spirit, that's the website, omspirit.com. And for that of on three, that's where I write and talk about your Ole Miss Rebels all day, every day, omspirit.com. Sign up today, because we're taking you all the way to kickoff and well beyond of Ole Miss football's upcoming Saturday kickoff with Georgia Southern at 6:45 p.m. Central Time on SEC Network on Saturday. Ole Miss is coming off of whipping Wake Forest 40-6. Ranked number 5 in the country again in both the AP and coaches top 25 polls. Georgia Southern next. Off to a strong start. 2-1. The only loss for those Eagles. A 1-point near upset of Heisman candidate Ashton Jeanty and Boise State in their season opener. They bounced back, did Georgia Southern, with a 20-17 win at Nevada and a 42-14 win over South Carolina State at home last week. As far as a scouting report, I'm no expert, and even though Georgia Southern is better than the first three opponents, certainly Furman and Middle Tennessee State, this is a team Ole Miss should be heavily favored to win, and we'll start doing the previews, the real deep dive previews potentially with Kentucky and special guests that will come with those preview scouting reports. But quarterback J.C. French for Georgia Southern, he's thrown for 776 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no interceptions this season. This is not the Georgia Southern you're probably used to seeing or tuning into seeing in past years, that run-heavy offense. This is going to be pass-happy. This is going to be Ole Miss similar, Ole Miss adjacent. Tyler Fromm is a transfer tight end from Auburn. Had a 31-yard reception against the Rebels in 2021, actually. He's one of 14 different Eagles with the reception. Marcus Watson Trent is Georgia Southern's leading tackler. He has 28 tackles so far this season, as well as a quarterback hurry and a forced fumble. But again, that's about it as far as previewing those Georgia Southern Eagles. Maybe the best team Ole Miss has played so far. You got a nice USC reunion upcoming with Clay Helton and Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin. There's some fun stuff in this game coming up. But today, on this edition of Talk of Champions, powered by Riverland and the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of all three, we are doing a stock report of Ole Miss football. Who's up? Who's down? And you know who's going to lead this thing off. Let's jump right into it. Stock up! It's my guy, Honeycomb, Caden Lee. Two of the top 7 receivers in the SEC right now, as ranked by yards, are league leader Trey Harris, of course, at 403 yards, that Ole Miss stud. And second year Ole Miss wide receiver, Caden Lee. Caden Lee's actually, if I remember correctly, ahead of such names as Texas's Isaiah Bond and LSU's Kyren Lacy. This is breakout company. It's Caden Lee that's doing this, that's in that top 7 with Trey Harris, and not Juice Wells. Even though Juice, the transfer wide receiver from South Carolina, has been really, really good too. But no Ole Miss wide receiver has received more snaps through 3 weeks than Caden Lee's 152. He's got one more, actually, than Trey Harris. He's played the sixth most snaps, has Caden Lee, on the Ole Miss offense, while Juice Wells is ninth. Now, this isn't a comparison of Juice Wells and Caden Lee. I'm just trying to show you how good he's been, because Juice Wells has been that good, too, how good Caden Lee's been. Because Juice Wells was the portal's number one wide receiver in that last transfer cycle. And he's looked like it. He's been as advertised. The injury concerns, the durability concerns, he's really put those to rest. Certainly more in line, I think, with his 2022 production, looking more like that Juice Wells, who was arguably the best wide receiver in the SEC. Certainly one of his very best playmakers and dynamic with the ball in his hands of any player in the SEC that year. In 2023, it was injury-plagued, didn't get to see much time, but this was the SEC's arguably best wideout 2 years ago. But it's Caden Lee that's somehow doing better than the guy that Ole Miss recruited to do that good. It's Caden Lee and not Aiden Williams, unfortunately. We're going to talk about Aiden in just a little bit, because I'm still an Aiden Williams believer. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying with the stock report. If they're up, that's a snapshot in time. Like political polling, it's a snapshot in time. Today's stock report is not the same as tomorrow's stock report. So Aiden Williams, after Georgia Southern on Saturday, maybe he blows up and we do another stock report in a couple weeks and he's right on there. But right now, Caden Lee's got the stock up, and we'll get to Aiden Williams. They came to Ole Miss, did that duo together in the 2023 recruiting class. Caden, though, wasn't the four-star top 100 player like Aiden Williams. He was a three-star, ranked in the 500s. The only service that had him as a four-star was Rivals but everyone else, three-star, well outside of the top prospects in the country, according to the On3 industry ranking, which considers all recruiting service rankings, he was in the 500s. But it's looking more and more like Caden Lee's that next guy up. Or if not necessarily even next guy up anymore, he's arriving. He's up. While Aiden Williams' debut camp last year, where he turned all the heads, well-earned praise from Lane Kiffin, the media, his teammates, but he hasn't been able to take that to the field yet. Maybe that camp was an outlier. Maybe he's just a better practice player right now still than he is a game player. But he's played plenty. I still believe in him because he's got 65 total snaps, if I'm reading this right. Yes, 65 total snaps. That's in line with a valuable backup, second teamer. Juice Wells starts ahead of him, so it makes sense why he would have that kind of a snap share. Because Aiden Williams has actually out-snapped Matt Jones, the number two running back for Ole Miss right now. But we'll get more into that a little bit later. As Kiffin said after practice on Monday, and he was answering a question about how little Ulysses Bentley IV has been used through three games, there's a benefit and a cost to Ole Miss having its best roster, at least of the modern era. Here's what Lane Kiffin said.
Could you give us any insight or elaborate a little bit on what's going on with Ulysses Bentley? Is not playing any more than he is when we were anticipating more playing time from him?
Yeah, that's nothing negative about Bentley. I think that, there's some of that in our program. You know, we have a really good roster. And I've told our players, it's cost and benefit to everything. And there's a huge benefit to having all these good players. Got a chance to be really good, The cost is everybody didn't get to play as much as they like. And that's happening all over the place. But that's happened with a number of our players. And so this is not anything Bentley's done. The other two guys have played extremely well. Bentley missed time in the spring, and we have great confidence in him. And just in that game, it's kind of pass heavy, and we really are just going. He really hadn't gone to the third back, which right now he is. So that's why it was. And the good thing is when you have to make those hard decisions like that, and somebody, a veteran player, isn't playing as much as they like, at least we're playing really well. The problem is when you don't, and then you're struggling, and the guys on the bench going, well, we ain't even scoring, you know, or on defense, we're giving up a bunch of points, and the guy's not playing. So it's kind of hard to argue right now when, you know, the other two are doing what they're doing, especially Henry.
Coach, Key Lawrence was a big, you know, maybe even been a starter in camp, and he got injured, and I think he's back. Do you really miss him back there in the secondary?
Well, I think the guys are doing a good job back there. He has missed a number of times with injury, had a concussion, just got back. So, and again, that's, you know, one of those things too. You know, sometimes, you know, when you've missed time and you're not able to, you know, have all those reps and everything, sometimes you're at a disadvantage. And so, anticipated him playing really well on special teams. He played 10 snaps on special teams and getting back in the flow on defense.
He's right. Lane Kiffin is right. It's hard to argue the results. Almost impossible. Ole Miss is winning at an unprecedented level. Last year, the Rebels won 11 games for the first time ever. So far in 2024-25, they're undefeated, ranked number 5 in top 25 polls. The highest ranking for these Rebels since 2015. And they're staring a berth in the face of that expanded 12-team college football playoff. They've outscored their opposition 168-9. Ole Miss is the first team in SEC history to score 150 points and allow fewer than 10 points through three games. And Caden Lee, he's been a huge part of that already. But if you're a Talk Champions listener, you know, thank you, Riverland. Thank you, the Ole Miss spirit. You're not surprised by this. I called the Caden Lee breakout season back in August. I said the honeycomb breakout is on the way. Hey, it's here. It's happening. Thank you, honeycomb. You're making old Ginger Shrek over here look smart, which is very, very hard to do. Caden Lee was second only behind Trey Harris in receptions with 5 against Wake Forest and yards with 83. The breakout, yeah. But then you go to stock down with Ulysses Bentley, who rode into this expectations-filled title chase in 2024-25 as the highest-graded returning running back in the SEC and widely considered the Rebels' de facto number one after Quinshon Judkins transferred to Ohio State and then Bentley re-upped with the Grove Collective with a new fresh NIL deal back in January. And yet here we are, Ole Miss is 3-0 as expected. Georgia Southern coming up on Saturday, should be 4-0 going into SEC play next Saturday. And Ulysses Bentley IV, who's in his third and final season as a Rebel, he's currently, and in my opinion, pretty surprisingly, considering all the things we've said about him and read about him and been told about him, running with the third team. Because ahead of him, Henry Parrish Jr., as well as former walk-on Matt Jones. And Henry Parrish is actually third right now in the SEC in rushing yards. And what makes that even more surprising, or at least curious, Ulysses Bentley was the primary backup for Quinshon Judkins last year. He rushed for 540 yards and 4 touchdowns on 95 carries, to where Henry Parrish was, yes, the lead back and everybody loves new, but he was only 600-something yards for Miami. Henry Parrish, though, has taken this job and ran with it. He's really taken it since the spring and after an injury, a turf toe injury for Ulysses Bentley in the spring that required surgery. So Henry Parrish, he hit the ground running, his job, and he hasn't given it up. And what that absence, that spring absence for Bentley appears to have allowed is for Matt Jones to become not just a nice little story, but a real part of winning football for Ole Miss in 2024. Parrish leads the Rebels in yards, 338, number 3 in the SEC, touchdown 6. Jones is second in both categories with 168 and 3 respectively. Bentley has the 6th most rushing yards, 54. He's tied with Jackson Dart. So 5th most. He's tied with Jackson Dart. He's behind other transfer running backs in Dominique Thomas of Georgia Southern, playing his old team this weekend. He's got 60. Rashad Amos Miami of Ohio has 55, and neither of those guys are playing. What Bentley, however, brings that they don't, and what allows him to still contribute to winning football, even when he's not getting the rock. He's such a good special teamer, not just as a return man. He could be a gunner. There's so many things Ulysses Bentley can do. So there is no discouragement here, but we've all been wondering what's going on with the Ulysses Bentley. Lane Kiffin told us on Monday.
Have you seen kind of Bentley, I guess, embrace his new role?
He's done a good job, played some special teams, and I feel for the players when it happens. It happens all the time in the NFL. He's done a good job, and that's not easy to do.
And after looking at the film, how what do you think of the impact of Jerquan Scott at right guard, and what do you think of the offensive line as a whole?
Well, Quan is coming back from an injury, so, you know, he probably didn't play 100%, but you still saw his strength in there and how good he can be. And really, that was his first week back practicing. And so we rotated in there some, and we'll just keep, you know, finding the best mixture of guys. And as you see, we're also, you know, not just playing five. You know, we're treating it more like some other positions and rotating guys through.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Callie. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ole Miss is riding the hot hand. Henry Parrish is that guy. He looks like Zach Evans 2.0, which I said on the last Talk of Champions is what Ole Miss really needs in the backfield and not the guy who transferred back in the winter. And Henry Parrish is looking more and more like Zach Evans. Those jump cuts, those one cut, hit the hole and go. And he's got the breakaway speed that Ole Miss just did not have last year. And they won 10 games in a regular season for the first time ever. Stock up, Ole Miss defensive lineman, our guy, Jared Ivy, host of the Ivy League here on the Talk of Champions podcast network, brought to you as the Ivy League, this Talk of Champions, by Riverland Roofing, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3. Sign up today. Sign up today for a subscription. Come hang out with us all day, every day, and talk about the Rebels. That's all we do. But stock up, Jared Ivy, third-year star Ole Miss defender, is the highest-grade edge rusher, not just for Ole Miss through 3 weeks, in college football after three games. That's according to Pro Football Focus. He's likely out this week, as we've been reporting on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, for Georgia Southern after suffering an ankle sprain, a bad ankle sprain as it was classified to me, in that 40-6 win over Wake Forest. He could return. I think he's probably going to return for Kentucky, but don't hold me to that. They'll take it easier with him if they need to. I think that Ole Miss wants to make sure that this Jared Ivy that has been unlocked in 2024 is back fully healthy. So while it wasn't a sprain that resulted in any breaks or anything like that, or might have been a high ankle sprain that resulted in multiple weeks, this might just be a 1-2 week thing. But Ole Miss will, I think, proceed on the side of caution. So he was carted off in the third quarter on Saturday, still tied for second on the team in tackles with 6. He led Ole Miss in both sacks with 2 and tackles for loss with 2. My guy, 9 quarterback pressures, 23.5 pass rush win rate in 6 hurries. Oh, I know Walter Nolan and Prince Umon Mielen and all the new and all the fresh and all the fun. Jared Ivey's in his third year, and he's stepping it up, too. He was already really good, an all-league caliber player, but now this is blowing up in your money year. This is stepping up when Ole Miss is going for a title, and you're a leader. Good for J.I. Ole Miss is number one in the nation in defensive rushing efficiency. The Rebels haven't allowed a touchdown through 3 games for the first time since 1961.
J.J., this is the first time since 1961 that Ole Miss has not given up a touchdown in its first 3 games. How much pride are you guys taking in holding teams to field goals and keeping teams out of the end zone?
We really just take it personal. You know, we feel like we're the best defense in the country, and we try to practice that way. And, you know, just not letting them score, really trying to just set the tone for the coming up SEC play, and just have that mindset each and every day, like, we're the best, and you just got to get through us.
They went to the weekend ranked number 1 in college football in rush defense, number 3 in tackles for loss. They've now outscored their opponents 168-9. Jared was also PFF's highest graded Ole Miss defender with an 89 grade in a 52-3 win over Middle Tennessee in the second week of the season. He's already been named to PFF's Team of the Week twice. It's only been 3 of them. Joined this week by his Rebel teammates, Chris Poupaugh, the transfer linebacker from Arkansas, who just keeps on coming. Trey Washington, the solid, steady veteran back there at safety. And, of course, Trey Harris. Jared also landed SEC co-defensive lineman of the week. Well-deserved. Jackson Dart got co-SEC offensive player of the week. That was long overdue. He'll up soon, J.I. He should be back sooner rather than later, hopefully for Kentucky. Which is kickoff time, announced for Kentucky, 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm sorry, Ole Miss fans. Those suck for y'all. I know. Maybe it'll be the only one this year because Ole Miss is going to be the prime time for every game. But for Kentucky, get up early, drink a mimosa, Bloody Mary, get you a little brunch before you go over to the stadium to kick off against Kentucky. Stock down. Ole Miss wide receiver Aiden Williams. It's early, and he's played a lot. Aiden Williams has played a lot, but it's just looking more and more like he's not going to be that guy that we saw in preseason camp, or he's not close to being that guy yet. Or he's more practice player than game player, whatever the case may be. Caden Lee is ascending while Aiden Williams is just playing a role, which is valuable, has tremendous value, make no mistake. But it isn't what Aiden Williams was recruited and signed to do or be. Not when you're a 4-star in-state kid, the number 2 in-state prospect for your class. When they put the number 1 on you as a freshman, when AJ wore that number and Jonathan Mingo wore that number, Laquan Treadwell wore that number. That's the Ole Miss good wide receiver number. And it's not that he's been bad. He just hasn't gotten those big, spectacular catches, made those big plays in games that you see in practice that led to that amazing jaw-dropping camp last August. He was good this camp too, running with the first team. It's what led me to predict that he was in for a Braylon Sanders potentially type breakout. So if I'm going to pat myself on the back for Caden Lee, I'm going to own that Aiden Williams is not looking like a Braylon Sanders breakout right now. Braylon, a lot like Aiden, in that both were four-star prospects coming out of high school. Actually, Braylon was the top-ranked recruit in his class, while Aiden was second to Suntering Perkins. Both players, though, quieter than expected or predicted freshman seasons. Year two, Braylon broke out in a big way. I thought, or think still, that Aiden could be in for that, but it's just not there now. It's not happening yet. He has played the 15th most snaps on the Ole Miss offense. And if you step away from the paltry stats against Cupcakes, which was 3 for 39, 3 catches for 39, scoreless yards, he should be feasting, but he's still contributing. Now, where you might say, yeah, he's not catching passes, but he's a great run blocker. He's a good run blocker, better than most, better than Juice Wells, who's underwater at 49.9 with his PFF grade. Aiden is at 58.5. He is a better blocker than Juice Wells, so he will take over for Juice more often than not on running downs or when it's an obvious running situation or they're wanting to get out on the edge. But he's not much better or all that much better than Caden Lee, who's at 56.8, despite Aiden being built like he was made in a wide receiver lab. He fits that archetype. He's exactly how you would design a wide receiver to be, except for he's a little thin. Across the board, Aiden's PFF grades are in the 50s. All of them. Now, that's fine for run blocking for a wide receiver. And that's why he's been playing the snap share he's been playing. But now, go make some plays. Go get a catch or two. Micah Davis is a good run blocker. He's got a 60.9 PFF run block grade. But he brings added value, value that Aiden Williams doesn't bring through his abilities as a returner. He's Ole Miss's primary punt returner. Not to say that Aiden needs to get out there and return punts. It's just if you're going to be strictly used as a wide receiver for this Ole Miss football team, but you're pretty much just through three games a blocking wide receiver, that's not who Aiden Williams is supposed to be. That's not who Aiden Williams or Ole Miss thought Aiden Williams was going to be when they recruited and signed him. Jordan Smart, another transfer like Micah Davis, but from North Texas, he's been good at run blocking. Now it's with a third of the amount of snaps as Aiden Williams. But that is not what Ole Miss needs from Aiden. They need Aiden to start making the spectacular plays you see in practice, you see in those preseason camps. Take it to the games. Where Bo Wallace was a better practice player or game player than practice player, Aiden Williams, it seems so far, is a better practice player than a game player. We need to flip that. Now, no Ole Miss wide receiver, while we're talking about run blocking grades, is better or even in the same conversation as Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins. Because when I was putting this together about Aiden, because again, I still believe in Aiden. I was curious, though, because, you know, I was always told he's a great run blocker. He'll still bring value, even if he's not catching passes. Trey and Jordan, their run blocking grades are both hovering around the 70s. That's insane to me, mainly because for Trey, because Jordan, he's been banged up. He doesn't play nearly as much as he did. He's going to. He's going to be fine. But he's a veteran, and he gets in there. He gets dirty. But Trey Harris, a Biletnikoff Award watch list member, All-American, All-SEC, going to go down as one of the best wide receivers in Ole Miss history, number one right now in the SEC in receiving yards. And he's blocking his ass off, too. He's got the number one pass block grade of any Ole Miss wide receiver. That's a leader. That's a guy putting in that work. Stock up! Ole Miss hybrid edge linebacker, Sonny P, Suntarian Perkins, Jared Ivey, is college football's highest graded rusher, and he's predictably been responsible for the third most pressures on this Ole Miss football team. Now, number one, Florida transfer Princely Umanmielen, who is looking like he's coming into form, rounding into form. But third is Sonny P. Suntarian Perkins at 10, former On3 five-star plus recruit, top overall prospect in Mississippi for that recruiting class, ahead just one spot of Aiden Williams. Ole Miss senior defensive tackle J.J. Pegues is fourth with 8, And Ivy has a 92.5 defensive grade, as well as the nation's second highest pass rush grade at 91.4. Get better soon, J.I. But Suntory Park is currently the Rebels' fourth highest graded defender, according to PFF, at 87.9. More encouragingly, most encouragingly possibly, his pass rush grade, 83.4, third only to Jared Ivy and Princely Umanmielen. And I spoke of Princely. He started against Wake Forest. Now, he didn't start against Furman and Middle Tennessee State because Ole Miss was slowly bringing him back from that offseason labrum surgery. But started against Wake Forest, and he's already showing out like the player Ole Miss thought they were getting. He's been everything as advertised that Ole Miss thought they were getting, what they hoped they would be getting. Same with Walter Nolan. And that's why I'm so bullish on Ole Miss as a championship contender, because of that front, as I talked about in the last Talk of Champions, always powered by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com and affiliate of On3. He's been everything, has Princely, that Ole Miss hoped he'd be, but an uninhibited version of this? There could be more, better. And then the upside with Sonny P, who's coming on. I'm just saying, you could get your popcorn ready. Jared Ivy, Princely, Umanmielen, Walter Nolan. No. Jared Ivy is Ole Miss's number one rated defender. When you got them kind of houses in the trenches, the defensive trenches specifically, you're going to be able to play with anybody. Umanmielen and Walter Nolan, that's a pair of top 10 transfers signed in an Ole Miss offseason transfer portal class ranked number 3. Spent 4 seasons at Florida, which is just a dumpster fire. And again, I feel the same way as I did last month, earlier this month. The days are running together. When I said on this podcast, y'all want to be worried about Lane Kiffin in Florida? Can't be me. You can miss me with it. And if you want to find out why, go watch that old episode of Talk of Champions. Umanmielen was the number 7 returning edge in the country in the preseason, according to Pro Football Focus. He led Florida last season in sacks with 7, tackles for loss with 11.5. Fourth among all Power 5 edge rushers in pass rush win rate, 22.2%. And he hasn't even been cut loose yet. There's still plenty in that tank, plenty of juice in that box to squeeze out. Second most run defense stops of any Ole Miss defender with 42. But Sonny P backing him up at that hybrid linebacker rush in edge spot. He's coming along too, and it's the perfect bridge year for a Suntory Perkins. Yeah, you want to see him break out and be a Harold Perkins type. Not this Harold Perkins who Brian Kelly has ruined at LSU, but the one that burst onto the scene as an All-American as a freshman, who Sonny P fit the profile of. It's nice that he doesn't have to be the guy that does it all. He can just play with freedom as the backup, the number 2, to Princely Umanmielen. Maybe that's the same thing happening with Aiden Williams, but Aiden, you're not given the stats. You know, you're not given the numbers, the production that they need for you to be an every down or first team potential guy, or step in and become an anchor Rebel, right? A foundational every down, got to play him guy, hate to bring him out guy. Sonny P's getting that way. And he's doing it from the second team. He's doing it behind Princely Umanmielen. He's coming along. His stock is up. And that's been the Stock Report Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Check out my stuff at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Affiliate of On3, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. Text or call Riverland Roofing today, 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. You can visit Riverland Roofing online at riverlandroofing.com. Ole Miss and Georgia Southern coming up on Saturday at 6:45 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. I'll have another post-game show. I'm hoping Bradley Sal, but he's still, I think, thinking SEC play. So Kentucky, he made a joke and said he's thinking about coming back for South Carolina, which I thought would be perfect. So if y'all love that idea, hey, Brad, make your grand return to the Talk of Champions Podcast Network for South Carolina week. Just, it's appropriate. It's perfect. But I'll have a post-game show for you. Another one of these in week Talk of Champions on Thursday, fresh out of the package Talk of Champions for you on Thursday. But until then, thank y'all for coming in, hanging out with me. Take care of each other. Be good to each other. God bless.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.